This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Thursday, March 28th. Well, grain markets fairly quiet yesterday, which was expected because we have today's crop reports, the quarterly stocks report, and the prospective plantings report. It's also the last day of the month. It's the last day of the quarter. So you're going to see some position squaring from the hedge funds and probably a new wave of money coming into the markets at the beginning of the next quarter. We also have a three-day weekend coming up with tomorrow's holiday. So there's a lot going on in the markets. But of course, the primary issue are the crop reports today. And once those numbers are behind us, markets will be able to adjust to the numbers and then focus back on weather. The crop reports will be released at 10 o'clock Mountain Time. So I would expect the markets will be pretty quiet waiting for those reports to come out. Yesterday, we had the EIA report, the energy report. Ethanol production was quoted at 1.054 million barrels per day. That was up 1% from last week. That level of production produced 310 million gallons of ethanol and consumed 107 million bushels of corn. Ethanol exports were quoted at 84,000 barrels per day. That was down 50,000 from a week ago. Blender demand was down 2%. Stocks at 26.1 million barrels was up 0.3%. For crude oil, inventory was up 3.9 million barrels at 448 million barrels. Gasoline inventory was up 1.3 million barrels at 232 million. And distillate stocks were down 1.2 million barrels at 117 million barrels. So just kind of a bearish slant. Basically, the report a couple weeks ago that from the Energy Department that they would be replenishing the strategic reserve is actually leading to higher stocks. Most of the stocks, however, on this increase were not from the strategic reserve. They were from other stocks. In weather, we're looking, of course, at South America, where the weather has become pretty benign. Argentina looks great. Brazil was on the cusp of another dry run, but a couple weeks ago, the rain started coming. And it looks like the Brazilian monsoon will stay intact into mid-April, which is normal for them. So the worry a couple weeks ago about the monsoon ending early has pretty much been eliminated, and it looks like they'll get normal rainfall for this season. So that's been the drag on corn. Corn has just trickled lower, and it's simply because Brazil's corn acres are going to be down, but yields, I think, are going to be fine. And they're just, at this point, is not a threat to the Brazilian crop, other than a dry pocket in the southern third of the Safrinha corn region. But it's not enough, obviously, to push the market higher. And it looks like Brazil will come in with another fairly large corn crop. Coupled that with the U.S. very large carryover stocks, and then we got a planning report today that'll give us a better look at what our production will be. But it's been a bearish drag on the corn market over the last few days. Here in the United States for weather, we're still looking at cold and cool conditions across the northern plains and the northern Midwest. The rain has replenished a lot of some dryness in the western Midwest, but subsoil there is still fairly dry. For the most part, there really aren't any major threats to any of the crops at this point. Anything that would be a threat would be for winter wheat. And crop conditions in the southern and central plains are much better than they were a year ago. We are monitoring the dryness that has developed in the western plains. At this point, it's, you know, clearly not a market mover. But if it were to persist, then I think you would catch an updraft in the wheat market. But for now, the markets are reacting to very good crop conditions that, we're kind of advancing a little bit ahead of normal. That could make a threat if you get a late freeze, but so far we just don't see that on the horizon. So we'll see what the crop reports bring us, and the markets will react to probably expect some volatility, again, especially heading into a long weekend and the end of the quarter. There's probably going to be quite a bit of adjusting going on in the markets following the reports. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.